every now and then, the teacher becomes the student. And for me, that's a great moment. When one of my students brings something into me that I go, whoa, that's really great. And I know anything about this person or this movement or this recording or whatever it is, that lets me know that I have put that student on the right path. Way back when I first started at Ruth Eckert Hall 10, 12 years ago, longer maybe, I don't even remember anymore, I had this wonderful alto player named Alex Array. By the way, Alex Array is currently a working jazz musician in New York City playing the highest level. Yeah, he was on the right path, and he introduced me to somebody who he thought was just absolutely the greatest thing since sliced bread. That musician was Chris Potter. And I went, all right, I'll see what this kid's talking about. And I'm like, okay, this is the real deal. Who is this Chris Potter? Well, he was born in 1971 in Chicago, great jazz town. But then his family moved after about 10 years, just at the point when he started to figure things out, he moved to Columbia, South Carolina. Now, there's a big difference between Chicago and Columbus, South Carolina in terms of the jazz thing there. So you go, boy, that's a poor downer for this kid. But Chris Potter somehow overcame that whole situation, the geography and the country music or whatever was going on in South Carolina. And he practiced and became a master technician on woodwinds, not just the alto sax, tenor sax, clarinet, baritone sax, think even flute. He plays woodwinds, man. But we know him for his work on the saxophone. The word was, even when he was in high school, junior high, pros would come through the area, and this kid would go and sit in, and the pros would be like scared to death. They're like, oh my God, this little kid is cutting me up in front of everybody. The word is, all he did was practice, and he could play. He was a master of his instruments. At 18, he ends up leaving, going to New York, to the new school to study. New York, New York, the Big Apple, baby, where all the jazz is. And in New York, he just flourished, playing with just about everybody. I think Red Rodney, early on, one of his big influences, so he got well steeped in the whole bebop tradition early on, you know, and of course that requires a lot of technique and rhythmic sophistication, all of that, and Chris Potter had all of that stuff going on. A whole generation of sax players have, how shall I say this, worshipped Chris Potter over the last 10, 15 years. They transcribe his solos as he is such a master of the horn that it is truly a challenge to get one phrase out, let alone transcribe an entire solo. And in doing so, you raise your own level of artistic communication. Chris has made several albums over the years. They have not gotten a critical acclaim of Grammys and all of that, but he is a musician's musician. And his influence among the young and upcoming musicians is probably greater than almost any other sax player of this generation. And he is still a young man. And he is still growing. And he is not afraid to try different things. He's not stuck on hard bop, or he's not stuck on funk, or he doesn't think that to have electronics is a bad thing, and he doesn't think that to have a backbeat is a bad thing, and he doesn't think to have an electric guitar is a bad thing, and he doesn't think to have a synthesizer is a bad thing, and he doesn't think that doing acoustic jazz is a bad thing. He does it all. And because of that, he appeals to even a wider range of young musicians. So although Chris Potter is one of the guys that is not a household name at this point, and may never be, he may never be a household name. A lot of the greats were not household names during their lifetime. Their stars rose after they had left this plane of existence. Chris Potter is elevated among the young and upcoming woodwind players of our day. And whether or not he ever receives the acclaim or commercial success of, I'll just say it, lesser players, he has the respect of those who know exactly what it takes to do what he does. All from this kid who started out in Chicago, ended up in Columbia, South Carolina, oh my God, continued to pursue his art on all woodwind, became a master technician on all of them, went to New York and took New York by storm as soon as he hit the new school in New York, and is still turning out a variety of projects all the time. And students and young professionals all over the world wait with bated breath and open ears for what he's gonna say through his music next. Chris Potter is one of those musicians who is deserving of wider recognition, acclaim, and support. Go out and buy yourself some Chris Potter then. Okay, thank you.